a little too much of this walking in and out and in and out. So get you somewhere, get at it, and stay down. Don't get up unless it's absolute emergency. Okay? And stay till it's all over. That's just a bad habit to get in. It's very distracting to others. So I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to keep you from being mean. All right? Open your Bible to Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5 this morning. And seriously, from my heart, I want to preach to you this morning as a message I feel like the Lord's laid on my heart. Galatians chapter 5, and I'm going to talk to you this morning about how not to backslide. How not to backslide. I've been pastoring a church since I just turned 23. And I've seen a lot of people come and go. I've seen people come in, get in church, and they look like they're going to set the world on fire. And we'd think, boy, they're going to be the next Billy Graham. And in a few months, they were gone. I've seen people who stayed in church for years and years and got out. I've seen people who've been in church all their life and got out. Y'all listen to me? You better listen. I'm talking to y'all serious today. I want to preach on how not to backslide. This world and the devil ain't nothing to fool with. It ain't nothing to joke around with. You can't play with it and expect not to get burned. You play with fire, you will eventually get burned. Said a man fell one time on a road, a lazy man. He fell down on this road, and he got back up and tried it again. Then he fell again. And when he fell that second time, he said, if I'd have known this would have happened, I'd have never got up the first time. And I thought, that's the way so many Christians are. They fall, they get back up. They fall, they get back up. Then they fall and they say, well, there's no use trying. I'm just giving up. And I will talk to you this morning out of my heart. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I believe it'll be a lot of you. Galatians 5 and verse 7 says, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? We use that verse in all kinds of different sermons and stuff. But what that means is, it's like running a race. You got out there and man, you was setting the woods on fire to begin with. I want all of you to think about when you first got saved. You remember when you first got saved, how you wanted to get in on everything the church was doing, you wanted to be a part of it. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, prayer meeting, Sunday school, revival, youth rallies, camp meeting. You said, boy, I don't want to miss a service. The way you know you're getting backslid is you get this attitude of, well, I don't have to go on. It's not a matter of not having to. It's a matter of not wanting to. Something begins to change. Something begins to change. I remember the night I got saved. I said, are they going to do this again tomorrow night? And they said, yes, every night this week. We were there. There's something about it when your heart's really right with God and you're on fire for the Lord. You do what you want, you're supposed to, because you want to. Not because you have to. Now, we all go through seasons in our life when we don't want to do right. I understand that. But there ought to be something down inside of a child of God that overall wants, as he said, wants to please the Father. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you three things this morning by my experience and dealing with hundreds and thousands of people, how not to backslide. If some of you don't listen to what I'm saying today, a year from now or 2 years from now, you won't even be going to church. You know how I know that? Because of the pattern that you've already started. You've already started. Three things I want to say. Don't back up, don't back down, and don't back out. Don't back up, don't back down, and don't back out. That's how not to backslide. Many make a good start, but soon begin to back up. Some back up when it comes to forsaking an old habit. Now, you know, when you first got saved, listen, when I first got saved, nobody had to tell me quit going here or stop doing it. It's automatically in you. Now, listen, can you agree with this? When you first got saved, nobody had to tell you not to quit cussing. You just automatically quit. You remember that?
Yeah.
And you thought, and you know what happens is when you get your heart cleaned out, way down deep inside you, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So whatever's in your heart comes out your mouth. And the reason cuss don't come out your mouth is because cuss ain't down in your heart. When cuss gets in your heart, it comes out your mouth. Now, when I got saved, buddy, I tell you what, I quit just like that. There's a lot of other things. I've heard people say, well, why am I going to give up this my friends? If you get right, you don't have to worry about giving them up. They'll give you up. I mean, they can't stand to be around you when you get right with God. I'm talking about getting right with God. I'm not talking about playing church. I'm not talking about just drifting in every now and then. I'm not talking about not doing this. I'm talking about Holy Ghost power, conviction, getting right with God in our heart. Ladies and gentlemen, don't back up. Don't back up. Don't back up. Don't back up. You just don't do it. You don't just get in there for a while and say, I'm going to back up a little bit. You keep going. There is no place for stopping in the Christian life. There is no place for standing still in the Christian life. You see, a Christian is like an airplane. We're flying. And when you take off for God, you're flying. Now, an airplane is different from every other form of transportation. If you're riding a horse, you can stop. You can put and go backwards. If you're driving a car, you can stop. You can put it in reverse and go backwards. If you're in a train or locomotive, you can stop. Even a ship can stop and go backward. But an airplane can't stop. Once an airplane's took off, if you stop, you what? Drop. If you stop, you drop. It's exactly the same way in the Christian life. If you stop, you drop. Can I say something to y'all this morning? You don't just automatically stay right with God. A lot of people say, well, I got right. I've talked to people say, I got that fixed up years ago, preacher, and now I'm going to do this and do that and do that and just enjoy life. It is impossible to just get right with God and just stay that way and stay right. You will not stay right. You will backslide. It's a continual fight. It's like swimming. It's like swimming. When you're out there in that water, you have to continually do this or you're going down. And you can't say, well, I've swam a little bit. I'm all right. You're going to sink. The second you quit swimming is when you begin to sink. I will tell you this morning, the second. Are y'all listening to me? I know some of you think you're so grown and spiritual and you're mature that you don't have to listen. But you better listen. You better listen this morning. The second you start letting up on things is when you start going down. I'm telling you, you ain't so spiritual that you can handle a little sin. You're not so mature that you can sin a little bit and get away with it. The second you start backing up is the second you start backing up. I'm telling you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that's just the way it is. Somebody said this. They done a survey of church members in America. 20% never pray. 25% never read the Bible. 30% of all church members in America never attend church. 50% of all church members in America never go to Sunday school. Are you in that group? 40% never give a dime to God's work. 40% of all people that are claimed to be Christians never give one dime to God's work. And 60% never go to church on Sunday night. 80% never go to church on prayer meeting night. 90% never have family altar. And 95% never win a soul. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I've always, when I feel myself getting cold, when I feel myself not wanting to give, when I feel myself not wanting to read the Bible, not pray, I get scared. It's like you're swimming. The minute you stop swimming is when you start going down. And there's people sitting right here this morning. You're going to pay a terrible price. It'll come to your kids. It'll come to your own life. It'll come somewhere. I know you get mad at me. You say, well, Brother Danny, you're just preaching to me. I ain't. If the shoe fits, wear it. I ain't got nobody in mind. But I'm telling you this morning, there's going to be a price to pay. If you don't keep yourself afloat, if you don't stay right with God, it takes an effort. You do not just stay right with God. You have to work to stay right with God. Amen. It's not always fun. It's not always easy. There's a lot of times I'd rather do something else. I sat in my room yesterday evening, and I want to get outside. I want to see it rain. I want to mow my grass. I want to do a lot of things. But I said, I'm going to stay in here, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to get my heart right with God, and I'm going to read my Bible, and I'm going to pray. You have to put forth an effort to stay right with God. If you think a 30-minute sermon on Sunday morning is all the spiritual input you need in your life, you're so far off now, you can't imagine how far away you are from God. Sunday is my only day to rest, one man said. And he'll get up at 4:30 in the morning and go deer hunting, or go fishing, or play golf all day long. Here somebody said, well, out in them old seats at church, it's uncomfortable, and sit out there on concrete bleachers and watch 22 men try to push each other up and down the cow pasture for 3 solid hours and pay $30 or $40 to get to do that. You know what it is? We are lovers of our flesh. We want to please ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we better thank God and appreciate what God's done for us here in our country, or we're going to lose what we've got. I'm telling you, I've been watching the news this week. Y'all realize, I hope you've been watching a little bit. Over there in Iraq somewhere this morning, up on this high mountain, there's thousands of Christian people right now. They are surrounded, that mountain, by terrorists. They drove them up on that mountain. They said, you got 3 choices. Stay up there and starve to death. Come down here and stay a Christian. Let us cut your head off. Or convert to Islam. That's your 3 choices. There's thousands, I mean women and kids and everybody saying, if we go down there, they'll cut our heads off if we say we're Christians. If we convert to Islam, the Lord will be disappointed. We deny the Lord. If we stay up here, we starve to death. And 20 drops of rain will keep 19 Baptists in the bed on Sunday morning. You know what that means? God's been so good to us, we don't even appreciate what God's done for us. I'm going to tell you, and the very fact you're aggravated by me preaching this proves what I'm saying is right. I'm telling you, we better get right, people. We better get right. Don't back up. Don't back up. Can I say this? What was wrong 10 years ago, still wrong now. What was wrong 20 years ago, still wrong today. If it's wrong for you to miss church when you first got on fire, it's wrong for you to miss it now. Wrong for you to go somewhere, then it's wrong now. Yeah, I say, Brother Danny, you're just fussing and you're calling what you want to. That's Bible preaching. That book teaches don't back up. Don't back up. A car on a hill will go backwards if you don't do nothing. If you're sitting here this morning and say, I don't read the Bible, I don't pray, I don't give, I don't know, you're going backwards. You've got to give it gas. You know where gas comes from? Somebody got to pay for it. There's a cost. There's work. You have to work. I worked this week to help you push you up the hill. And that's my job. Now, I don't mind doing it at all. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to do a few things on your own. You're going to have to develop a relationship with God. That is the most important thing in your life. Your personal relationship with the Lord is the most important thing in your life. Don't back up. 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 I mean, just stay where you need to be. Stay on fire for God. Number 2. Don't back down. Don't back down. As the old saying goes, you give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile. That's the truth. You think I can do a little bit over here, I'll drink just a little bit, I'll cuss just a little bit, I'll go here, I'll tell a lie here, I'll do a lie, and you think it's not hurting you. You think, I'll mess around over here a little bit, and I know it's sin, but we're all sinners, so what? And you think you can play with it, but sooner or later, it'll get in you. Sooner or later. The devil don't play fair, young people. The devil don't play fair. The devil don't play fair. When you first got on fire for God, you said, I'm not going here, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, and then first thing you know, you get a little bored. You get to taking God's blessing for granted. Next thing you know, somebody offers you a beer. Next thing you know, somebody offers you that. Next thing, and you say, oh, a little bit, a little bit. Listen, that's what Eve did, a little bit. That's what the devil will tell you. A little bit won't hurt. He's alive this morning. Let's think about it just a little bit. Astronomers say, you might not know this, that the Earth, the smaller a planet is, the less gravitational pull it has, and the bigger planet is, the more gravitational pull it has. That's why the moon only has 1/6 of the gravitational pull of the Earth. If I was on the moon right now, I could jump 6 times higher than I can now. And I would love to play ball on the moon. If I was the only one on the moon, the rest of them had to be here on Earth. I could stick my feet down through the rim if I was on the moon. Now listen, I'm telling you, listen, the moon, if you were on the moon this morning, everything would be 6 times lighter. I could take this pulpit and just raise it up like that. Now, picture a planet. If you were on the planet the size of the sun, it would be way, way different. It would be terrible. You couldn't lift your arm. If the planet was the size of the sun, you couldn't lift your arm. Gravity would be so heavy. If you ever laid down, you couldn't get back up. And I read that and I thought, the bigger the planet, the harder it is to get away from it, and it pulls you down. It pulls you down. The smaller the planet, the easier it is to get free from it and be unhooked from it. That means this. The bigger the world is in your mind, the harder it is for you to let go of it. Some people think the world is everything. It bothers me that teenagers go and say, "Oh, have you seen this? Have you been there? Have you been to that concert? Have you been to that?" The world is so big, it holds them down. You know, when you get free is when you realize this world don't have nothing for you anyway. It's a false facade. It'll never give what it promises. It'll not satisfy. Then it's easy to get away from it. You're lighter. I know people that's so tied up in this world, they can't get loose. They can't get loose. Are you listening to me? There's a lazy man. I said, lazy man, they said, "You exercise?" He said, "I do my exercises every morning." He said, "I go, hey, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Then I do the other eyelid." Before he gets up every morning. That's his exercise. Later, you say, "Preacher, it's hard to stay right with God." Yeah, sometimes it is. But look at the world like it's nothing, and it don't have such a pull on you. See, if your whole mind is on the world, sports, this, that, if that's your world, it's hard for you to pull away from it. But if you realize it's all temporary anyway, and we ain't going to be here forever, and I know you've got to live in the world. I understand that. You got to go to the shop, shopping. You got to eat. You got to have a house. You got to fix your yard. I understand all that. I ain't stupid. But I'm telling you, keep it little. Keep it little. Old Brother Ray, see his van sitting out there this morning? Count the stickers on that thing, buddy. I'm telling you what, he's up there this morning thinking he kept the world little. He's a rich man. Old Ray's a rich man. Ladies and gentlemen, don't back up. Ladies and gentlemen, don't back down. Don't back down. Our problem is we want to stay right with God, but put forth no effort. Always trying to figure out a way to live right without being right. We're trying to figure out a way to stay right. Just lazy. Stay right with God, put forth no effort at all. No effort. It's hard. It's hard to fast. It's hard to pray. It's hard to push yourself when everybody else is going the other way. But that's the only way you can stay right with God is make yourself go against the current. It's like a river. Everybody's on this river. Man, it's easy to float down that river. And it's hard to go against that current. That's the world coming at you, and we're trying to go the other way. I was thinking, Carrie sent me Corey did, a video of one of my cousins up in West Virginia, and they was all laughing about it a little bit. My cousin Brenda, she said she paid somebody or something, paid somebody to mow her grass, and this guy come home, y'all see that video, it'll crack you up. It's on one of them's phone, and they had her yard. She come home, and this guy had a four-wheeler hooked up to the lawnmower, and the lawnmower was turned around backwards, you know, like you push it this way. It was turned around that way, and he had a rope tied to it, and he was riding around in the yard with that four-wheeler trying to mow the grass. And which, that's not a bad idea if you can keep it straight. I don't know how he kept it straight. Do you know what that old boy, he said, we're always trying to figure out a way to get out of working. We're always trying to figure out a way to get out of working. And we're always, it's the same way of living for God. Man, I like food. I don't want to fast. Man, I like to watch TV. I don't want to pray. Man, I want to play. I don't like to read. I don't like, you know what I've seen? I've seen these kids go on these trips, and you heard me preach on the generation that won't look up. And I've seen these kids, boy, they can't look at that cell. They can't even talk to you. Or look like that. I turn around and say, put them things down a minute. I say, hey, did y'all have a good week? Nobody says nothing. Did y'all have a good week? Hello? Yeah, what'd you say, Brother Danny? I can't get to our own. And I say, let's all read a Bible verse. And they say, I can't read in the car. I get car sick. Check that out and see if that ain't you. Lord, it's quieter than a turkey farm yard on Thanksgiving Day in here right now. It's funny you can't read that Bible, you get car sick. But you can stick that nose in that phone and go hear Cox's Creek back 25 times. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to put forth an effort or you will not stay right with God. You won't. You will not. You hear me? Now, I know some people live a long way away. I understand people have to work. But I'm telling you tonight or this morning, you get in here this service tonight. You get in there Wednesday night. You serve God. You get in there every time you can. I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad. I ain't trying. I mean, Lord knows my heart. I love everybody in here. But when you start quitting, when you quit your Sunday school class, I don't feel a burden for it no more. There's a lot of times I don't feel a burden to preach. But I do it because God gave me this job. God put me here. Listen, you ought to be scared to back up just a little bit. I've seen it happen. I've seen people say, I quit my bus route, preacher. I've got too much to do. And in a year, they ain't even going to church. Whatever God gave you to do, don't back up. Don't back down. Stay with it. Don't be so fleshly. Okay, one guy said, he said, I'm a light eater. As soon as it gets light, I eat. I was fussing him, he was talking about him this morning. I said, I got up at 7 o'clock this morning, I had to eat breakfast. No, you didn't either. You just think you did. You know how I know that? Because when you sleep till 10 o'clock, you don't get up at 7 and eat. Do you? You don't. But when you wake up and say, I got to have something to eat. No, you don't. You just think you do. You're scared to death. You might feel that much of a hunger pain. And so you pack that flesh. Ain't nothing wrong with eating breakfast. I'm just saying, we make sure the body's took care of and forget about our soul. Let me say thirdly this morning, don't back out. Don't back out. I know, I can tell, I can write you a book that thick on people that serve God, went to church every time the doors opened until they got a boyfriend. And the devil sent them a boyfriend. You say, how you know the devil sent them? Because if God sent them that one, they wouldn't act like they're acting. The devil sent them a boyfriend, and they say, I've got my choice. Am I going to stay right with God, or am I going to go with him? Say, I'm going with him. Listen, if you'd give up the Lord for a boy, you ain't got much of faith in your heart like you should. And vice versa. If you'd give up the Lord for a girl, there ain't no girl in this world giving up Jesus for. I ain't giving him up for her. I ain't giving him up for my girls. I'm not giving him up for you. I'm not giving up Jesus for nobody. He said, well, he don't like to go to church. See you later, big boy. You say, well, I love him. Well, you'd be better off without him. You can get over him. You can quit loving people. You say, no, if you're in love with somebody, you're crazy. Listen, don't back out. You say, I know people have met the right one 15 times. They can't all them be the right one. Oh, this is it, Brother Danny. This will last forever. He's the one of it. And then the next year, he's the right one. Oh, he was bad. This one's good. Oh, he was bad. This one's good. Listen, they're all bad. And you are too. You better keep the Lord first. Do right. If he sends you one, hallelujah. And if he don't, hallelujah anyway. Stay right with God. I hate to say it, but there's young girls in here this morning. If it come right down to it, for the right guy, you'd give up church for. That's pitiful. That's pitiful. You won't be here tonight. You will not be here tonight because he don't want to. You're in a bad shape, friend. Man asked a man one time, he said, what makes a river crooked? And the guy said, the same thing makes a man crooked. Following the path of least resistance. You know what makes a river crooked? It goes to the easiest, lowest, whichever way it's lowest and easiest. And that same way will make you crooked. Taking the easy way out. Just saying, it's a lot easier this way. A lot easier. I'll go to that church where they don't fuss at you. And you'll wind up losing everything you've got to judgment seat of Christ too. The world will pull you out if you let it. You've heard me tell that story of Robert Robinson. Robert Robinson was a songwriter. And he wrote a song called Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Well, great, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. You know, if you go to a really good church, they sing songs like that. I don't think we got in our hymn book. But they got it's a good song. And one of them verses says, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. We all have that in our flesh. Here's my heart, oh take and seal it. Sealed it through thy courts above. Just admit it, we all have that in us to wonder and to slack up and back down. Sometimes this world looks good. Sometimes the devil will paint you a pretty picture. Sometimes the devil will say, oh come on, you don't want, ain't you tired of that junk? Ain't you tired? Come on out here and see what I got. That's what the devil will do. But you know what? Old Robert, after he wrote that song, fell into temptation. And he got out of church and got backslid and started living in sin. And he couldn't live with himself. His conscience bothered him so bad he couldn't stand it. And so he started traveling. He said, I'll just travel around the world. And he got on a train and took off. And lo and behold, he's sitting beside this girl. And she was sitting there reading and she said, I'm just reading this wonderful hymn. And it was his song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And he couldn't believe it. He could not believe it. And you know something this morning, y'all? If you're really saved, I mean really saved, about the time you go out there in this world and try to enjoy, the Lord going to have somebody right there hitting you like that. If you wanted to get drunk and live it up and live in sin, you should have done that before you got saved.
Amen.
Because you'll never be happy. You'll never be happy doing it after you're saved. You ain't gonna be, there's going to be something gnawing at you all the time. And he looked down and he said, I can't believe this. And she said, you know this song? And he began to weep and cry and said, I wrote it. When I was right with God, I wrote that song. Back when I was living right. Back when I was right. And he said, I'd give anything to feel the peace and the joy I had back then. And that girl told him, she said, well, one of these verses says, streams of mercy are ever flowing. And his own words convicted him. And he got right with God and got back on fire and got his life right. You know what he done? He backed down. You can call me weak or immature or not spiritual, whatever you want to. I'm scared to give the devil a foothold in my life. I've done it before, buddy, and you pay a big price. You pay a big price. Don't back up. Don't back down. Don't back out. If you signed up to fight, stay in the fight. So I want to do it anyway. You're just turning into a good Christian when you do what you're supposed to because you're supposed to. Not because it's always fun or popular or happy. That's how not to backslide. You know how I found out not to backslide? Getting everything God's got going on. He'll bless you for it. Let's stand and bow our heads for prayer. Every head bowed.